Hello, hello. This is Sophia, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. In the background, we have Everything in Its Right Place by Radiohead. I'm subbing in for Eli's service station tonight. I have a couple of special guests with me that may or may not have some airtime later, but we're going to do a little Halloween show today, I think. We're going to get a little spooky with it. I have some interesting picks and one One Direction song in honor, of course, R.I.P. I hope everyone heard the news, and that isn't news to anyone. Anyways, this is Radiohead. Next up, we're going to have some Grimes, Genesis, and then Gorillaz with Rhinestone Eyes. And then we'll come back and maybe share a spooky story or two. Enjoy.
Thank you. I'm a scary gargoyle on a tower that you made with plastic power. Your rhinestone eyes are like factories far away. Where the paralytic dreams that we all seem to keep drive on engines till they weep. We're future pixels in factories far away. So call the mainland from the beach. Your pod is now washed up in bleach. The waves are rising for this time of year. And nobody knows what to do with the heat. Under sunshine pylons we'll meet while rain is falling like rhinestones from the sky.
Numbers to think about. American causes of death. In 2021, the last year for which comprehensive figures are available, 69 people in the United States were struck by lightning and 11 of them died. Motor vehicle crashes caused 42,915 deaths, 47,646 Americans committed suicide, gun violence killed 48,830 people, diabetes was listed as the direct cause on 104,000 death certificates. More than 106,000 people died from drug overdoses, with more than 70,000 of those from synthetic opioids, primarily fentanyl. Approximately 460,000 deaths were associated with COVID-19. Zero people died from overdosing on marijuana. Some numbers to think about. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Signing off, Brooke Crocker.
And that was Brooke Crocker, everybody. Nicely done, my friend. That song that just played was, well, we heard the beginning of Lemon Glow by Beach House. And then before that was Rhinestone Eyes by Gorillaz, as I said. But yeah, that was Brooke Crocker. She read our little PSA for us here. And in the studio joining us, we have Lila and Megan. And we're going to take a little second to tell you, you know, as this is, 2 days before Halloween, we thought we should share, you know, a little bit of our spooky stories from our own lives. And Lila, I think you have something pretty good to tell us all tonight.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Soph. Thanks for passing that on over to me. So my story takes place in 2016, perchance. Picture this. You're at an all-girls sleepaway camp. It's night out. It's dark. You're in a wooden cabin. There's three other girls on the floor next to you. You're playing with the Ouija board. My first time playing with the Ouija board. Someone had brought it from home. We've connected with the spirit. We're on with her. She's telling us.
You guys are hanging out.
We're hanging out. She's telling us she went to sleepaway camp there.
And up until this point, is she like a good spirit? Like
she's nice.
Chill. She's vibing
nice
with you all.
She is. So the way it works is you all like whatever connect, and then you ask a question that only like you know the answer to, so that you know that the spirit's like speaking through you and no one's moving the board or whatever. And so we're chatting with her a little bit, and then we want to ask her what her name is. And she goes, we say, what's your name? She says, R. We're like, okay, Rhonda, whatever. What could her name
Rhonda
be? Are you? Ruby, what is it? And the next letter comes, and it's an N. And she spelled out R-U-N, run.
Girl, you
and
gotta get out of there.
And we did exactly that.
That's so spooky. My mom once did a Ouija board, and it told her to come back, like she was playing it, and it told her to come back and play it at midnight. And she was so scared, she like put it away, whatever. And then she wakes up by herself at midnight.
Mm-mm.
And was like, just like brought awake.
No.
And she obviously didn't play with it, but now for that reason, my mom never lets us play with the Ouija board, which is honestly
true.
Unfair because I want to like hang. I want to see
know
what's going
the
on over there.
Did take the Ouija board away immediately after that incident.
I would have probably
too. We got it back
too
on the last day.
Yeah, of course,
so.
Of course. Well, I hope everybody's going to do some trick or treating this Halloween. We sure aren't, but you know, what are all of our costumes before we get into the next song? Mike's on. Yeah.
Me personally, Lila, I will be going as Jeremy Dufresne, who is Lana Del Rey's Gator
husband. Wow. Who's Lana?
My friend Nava is going to be Lana.
That's
amazing.
So
catch
that's
us
perfect
at Ned's Divine Senior Bar Night. You
mm-hmm
can see our costumes there.
Gorgeous.
Thursday.
And me and Miss Lady Brooke over here are going to do challengers. I'm going to be Patrick.
And I will be playing Zendaya as
Tashi.
Forgot her name, but I will be channeling her.
Yeah, you
in
will.
In Challengers.
Of course. And Megan?
I'm going to be a little controversial figure, Cartman from South Park.
And you're going to look great doing it.
And I will. And Alexa actually just joined us.
Yeah, she did.
She's going to be Kyle.
Yeah.
We're excited.
We're going to be great. This next song is going to be, this will ease us down from that really scary stuff that we were just hearing. You know, the Ouija board. Don't play that, guys, if you're listening out in the world. This is Lemon Glow by Beach House. And then after that, we're going to continue with the chiller vibe and get some Blood Orange Champagne Coast. And after that, Do It, Try It by M83.
Thank you. Do it. Start acting like I was born at midnight every time. Thank you.
dis que c'est fini, car pire que ça, ce serait la mort. Quand tu crois enfin que tu t'en sors, quand y'en a plus,
eh ben y'en a encore.
Est-ce la zik ou les problèmes ou bien la musique? Ça te prend les tripes, ça te prend la tête, et puis tu pries pour que ça s'arrête. Mais c'est ton corps, c'est pas le ciel, alors tu ne bouges plus les oreilles. Et là tu cries encore plus fort, mais ça persiste, alors on chante. Alors on chante. Alors on chante. Alors on chante. Et puis seulement quand c'est fini, alors on danse. Alors on danse. Et ben y'en a encore, y'en a encore.
That was Cults with Always Forever. And we're coming to the end of our show tonight. And for that reason, I'm going to end on, you know, a little bit of a sentimental note. It was a Halloween show. It was supposed to be a little spooky. And this is, you know, essentially, one could say spooky in a different sense. This is going to be Stockholm Syndrome by One Direction. This news hit me like a freaking truck in phenomenology class. Us directioners are feeling the loss hard and heavy. We are directionless, if you will. That was not my joke. And I will play the song. We will be crying here in Studio A. My name is Sophia, and thank you so much for listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Thank you.